What a great song to start the show today here on Impact 103. You're Being Real with me, Owen Farley. And that was such a beautiful one from Maverick City Music, The Name, featuring Brandon Lake. And I'm telling you, as I was listening to it, I just got the sense so much again that Jesus is really on our side. He's the answer. He is the beautiful answer to everything that we're going through. And the amazing thing is that Jesus has chosen us to be conformed into his likeness, to be conformed into his image. He's chosen us for this. And his image is love. His image is being able to step into a situation and just see it different, to see it the way that the kingdom works and to live that out. I mean, I was just having a conversation with someone where we were talking about how the kingdom of heaven looks and feels like something. It really does. And for us to be able to access that, whew, that is something that is just tremendous for me. It's like, that's what I want to live for. That's what I want to put my effort into. And talking about putting effort into something, I've kind of just been thinking this last week, you know, I've entered into the last month of the year, which is kind of crazy for me how quickly the year's gone. But when you enter into the last little bit of something, you start to think on how did it begin? And my mind has just been remembering what God has said at the beginning of this year and to look at everything he's accomplished this, everything he's accomplished this year, but also everything he promised. And a part of me says, great, Lord, I see everything that you've done up until this point, but there's still some things that you promised me at the beginning of the year that I need to access and I haven't yet. And it's for me, it's like kind of encouraging myself, like through the Holy Spirit. I can feel the Holy Spirit just saying to me, there's still time. I'll accelerate your time. Trust in me. Believe. Let's go. Pursue it, because it's going to be done. It's going to be done. Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Farley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
And I have a scripture for you. It says Ephesians 4:23. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Now, the reason I wanted to read that one, because I know now at the end of this year, at the end of this season that God has taken us through, we start to think about, and I've started to think about on how it started in the beginning. And sometimes when we see things that have not yet been completed, we can kind of get despondent because of our impatience, or despondent because of, oh my gosh, God, I don't see it happening. But you know, what's so amazing walking with God is that we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. We trust him that he will fulfill. He will fulfill that which he has promised us, which he has started the work in us. It's going to come to completion. And what God expects from us is just to have a mental attitude, a spiritual attitude that is fresh. It's fresh. It's built on the Spirit of God. It's a victorious mindset. It's one that says, I'm going to grab a hold of the perception that God has about me, that God has about what he's promised me. And that's where the line ends. I'm not going to believe anything else except the truth of the word. Such a true statement. He is not dead. He is working now. He's roaring like a lion for us, and he knows exactly what he wants to achieve for us in our lives. His plan will be established, and it's up to us just to believe. It's up to us really just to believe, because if he said it, will it not happen? Think about it. If God said it, well, he's not a man that he should lie. He's going to do it. And so it's up to us to align ourselves with what he's doing in this very hour. And just like he did with me this year, actually, just to testify, God's been working in my life. He said to me at the beginning of the year, grow, increase, start expanding. And it was amazing how God started opening doors for me in different areas. And this is one of them, being right here with you on Impact 103. It's been such a privilege and such an honor for God to open up this. So another thing that he's done with me is to provide. This year he said that to me. He said, I'm going to provide for you. Don't need to worry about how things are going to turn out. Just trust me. Just trust me. And he's taken me step by step, provided food, provided fuel for me to travel throughout from here to Limpopo and back. He's provided a whole apartment for me to stay in where people were literally paying the rent and the overheads for me. It was tremendous. If God is able to do that in my life, he's definitely able to do that in yours, because he is not a respecter of persons. What he does for one, he will surely do for another. And coming through to the end of the year, it hasn't stopped. God hasn't changed just because it's now the end of the year. No, he will do those things that he's said he will do for you. And it's as we trust him, as we spend time with him, we prep our hearts to really enter into the fullness of what he has for us. So stay tuned, because something that's really going to help us with that is Moments with Mama Daff that happens here every Monday at 20 past 10. So I'm really looking forward to this next conversation. So stay tuned as we step into it. And here is a song from Cece Winans, which I pray really helps you to just believe. God, I'm going to wait on you for everything that you have planned for me. And I love this. If you have just joined in, it is 20 past 10 here on Impact Radio, just gone actually to 25 past 10. And right there, that means that we have Moments with Mama Daff again. She has a heart to bring the love of God to the world and take people directly to the throne. And honestly, for me, this is such an honor to be able to set aside time on the show to receive the pearls of wisdom that come from the Holy Spirit. So just a reminder, if you are listening and you've just tuned in, that you can send through your questions to Pastor Daphne here on Being Real with whatever situations you are going through. We'll collect them for her, and we will definitely also protect your anonymity. Okay, so don't worry about it. You're not going to be exposed to everyone. Your identity is definitely going to be concealed. And just remember, as you're being open and vulnerable, this could really unlock something for someone else. And that's something that is so, so powerful, because it gives us an opportunity to testify, bring people into their own experiences with God. So, Pastor Daphne, welcome again to the show.
Thank you so much.
One thing that I'm very excited about is the actual topic that we're going to be doing. And that topic has to do on impatience. And I feel like this is definitely one that is powerful for us to be able to actually talk about, because in this season, I feel like I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of different people actually on this topic about waiting on the Lord and impatience. So please talk to us.
Okay. You know, this is such a beautiful topic, because I think in the human nature, this is one of the biggest things, is impatience. We are in a society that is so filled with instant gratification, instant, everything instant. We want it bigger, we want it better, we want it faster, and we want it now.
Oh, so true.
So impatience becomes an issue for us. But the good news is that we were given the fruit of patience as one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So what we really need to do is slow down. And we really need to stop and just take a look at, why am I being impatient? And that just kind of recaps the conversation I had last week about anxiety and stress. Last week, we talked about how that's actually just a conversation that we're having with ourselves. So impatience is also just a conversation that we're having with ourselves. ourselves because we're saying, I'm impatient. I want this. I want it now. I want to strive after something. I'm going for it. I'm not seeing the results. And unfortunately, God has to also work. So God has to go before you. He has to move some things into place in order for you to be where you need to be at the right time for what needs to be accomplished to happen. It's a beautiful synergy of God's will, God's plan, what he wrote before time even began, and your willingness to submit and surrender your own desires and wait on the Lord. So in patience is a very important conversation, and we need to, again, get control of those conversations, turn those around, find out, what am I telling myself? Why am I impatient? And a lot of times it's because you'll be impatient with a situation or with a person. And if it's in a situation, you'll have different repercussions. But overall, you can look at impatience as the destroyer. And that's the thing to remember. So when you feel impatience, you remember, wait, this is the destroyer. He came to kill, steal, and destroy us. This is the destroyer. And in a situation, if we look at the definition of impatience, it means having or showing a tendency to be quickly irritated or provoked. It also means a restless eager. You're restlessly eager. And that means you're not waiting on the Lord. You're not trusting the Lord. You're not submitting and surrendering your thoughts and your emotions, which is your soul, to the Holy Spirit.
I think, you know,
it tells us.
Sorry to just cut you off, but something that I've noticed, like as you've been talking, is just recognizing those thoughts. It's like that for me is just like such a powerful thing that I actually just start to stop and actually recognize the thoughts that are going through my head. And just allow God to just like expose those and then change them.
Exactly. And that's what I mean when I say, like, catch, what are you talking about? What's that conversation in your head? And it's so important that you do recognize that and you catch that. And if it's not pleasing and perfect, you're not even supposed to be thinking about that. So we're supposed to cast all of that down. And if it's a situation and your conversation is about a situation that you're impatient about, what impatience will do is it'll make you make your own plan. Mm-hmm. It'll make you move ahead of God, and it'll mess up the plan and the timing of God, which then can take you completely off course. Wow. So then it's like it can take you years and really severe consequences to get back on track to what God has for you. So we stop there and we say, wait, is that the outcome I'm actually wanting? Just because I want it now, do I really want the outcome of possibly getting years off course? And it's so much better to just stop and be still and then wait for Holy Spirit. Move in the perfect timing and continue forward, and then you don't go backwards, which also then brings in a whole nother level of regrets and, oh, I should have just waited. Why did I do that? Now it's a mess, and that causes even more turmoil and trauma in your life.
Amen.
But if you're being impatient with people, then what happens, why you can think of impatience as a destroyer in people, it'll make you take them out of their character because you're impatient with them. You're impatient, you're irritated, and you're being provoked. Remember the definition, it provokes you. So it starts to make you take people out of their character. And then that makes you create a story and some lies in your head about them. Wow. And then it makes you stop really being able to see them for who they are, because now you've taken them out of irritation and created them into something that they're not. So now you're having disagreements with them. You're irritated. You're easily provoked. You're eagerly just trying to bulldoze through what you think should be happening or how the relationship should be. And unfortunately, you're now making accusations and judgments against them on a very quick, trigger continuous basis. And unfortunately, that makes them not trust you in the relationship. It's like, why are you always thinking the worst of me? Why are you so impatient? And that impatience just keeps you triggering again and again and again and again. And that destroys your relationship eventually.
Wow. You know,
so that's why you
one word
of it as the destroyer.
Yeah, one word that you mentioned a bit earlier that really like rung with me with this was that word that means surrender. It's like, how can we get to a place where we actually feel like, okay, we've actually surrendered it? Because with myself, I've noticed like I can say, Lord, I give this over into your hands and I surrender this over to you. But then I feel like sometimes I take it back almost, you know, it's like that process of surrender. Is there, is there just like a way that we can actually do that to just let go so that we can have peace?
Yes. The first thing is the practical steps would be, number one, just slow down. Just slow down wanting everything right here, right now, and exactly how you want it. All humility and gentleness and patience. Bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. So when it comes to really letting go, you actually have to humble yourself and be gentle and be patient. And that just takes slowing down your mind, slowing down your lifestyle. And what I recommend doing to do that is to just be still, meaning put on worship, turning off your phone, taking all your cares and saying, not now. I'm putting these outside, out of the door. It's outside. It's me and God right now. It's me and Jesus. It's me and Holy Spirit. Tell your husband, your children, your friends.
Amen.
And that's how you become still.
Amen. It's okay. Such an awesome actual just practical statement. And this is honestly what I really got from this conversation is just these two words, slow down. It's like such a powerful thing just to wait on the Lord, to stop being impatient. Amen. Just comes down to slowing down and allowing God to just do it. So please, if you feel that you have another question for Mama Adaf on these topics about being impatient, I know this is something I'm definitely going to have to look over again and start applying even better in my own life. So if there's something that you want to ask her, let us know on Impact 103 on our WhatsApp line on 071-364-0376. Also, you can definitely catch her on her social media platforms with her handle, It's Mama Daf. Go check her out. Go check out what the Lord is busy doing through her and through her team. It is actually really, really tremendous. So, Mama Daf, thank you so much again for being with us. And our time definitely has come to an end. But I'm really looking forward to next week where we can continue this conversation.
Absolutely. And God bless you so much.
God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome one. Just having a victorious mindset, stepping into everything that God has for us this season, saying, God, I want it, I need it, and I'm not letting go until you bring this into my life. In 1 John 5, verse 4, it says, for whatever is born of God, whatever is victorious, for whatever is born of God is victorious over the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Who is it that is victorious over, that conquers the world? But he who believes in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who adheres to, trusts in, leans on, and relies on that fact. That's the way that we conquer the world. That's the way that we conquer every single thing that's going on in our minds, in our hearts, the things that the enemy is throwing up against us. It's actually just believing in the one and true Son of God, which is Jesus Christ. I remember actually being at a conference about 2 years ago where God showed me this scripture, and it was so crazy for me because literally in my Bible, as I was reading the scripture, the pages ripped and my Bible split in two. And for me, as that happened, I could feel the Holy Spirit say to me, it's a ripping away. It's a ripping away. The old is gone. The new has come. And that's the mindset that we need to have. The old is done for. The new is here, and we can actually claim everything that God has for us. There's victory. It's a victory mindset. Don't walk around the mountain. You know, it's like we're in that season of it being the end of the year, and we don't want to walk around the mountain. We actually want to accomplish what God wants for us in this season. And in Hebrews 10:39, it says, "But our way is not of those who draw back to eternal misery or perdition and are utterly destroyed. But we are of those who believe, who cleave to, trust in, and rely on God through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and by faith preserve the soul." I love that because like it just reminds me we are on it. We can do this. All things are possible through Jesus Christ who really does strengthen us. So it has come to the end of my time with you here on Impact 103. And it's been amazing to just be real, to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. And just to close off, I just want to remind you, keep your relationship real with God. Keep on being real, challenging the way that you think. And most importantly, please remember that Jesus really, really does love you.